This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, what a day. It's the WIP afternoon show. They always keep it interesting, Ike. They always keep it interesting. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, like the great movie, I'm dazed and confused right now. But in Howie we trust. In Howie we trust, there has to be a plan. Jackie Baseball, don't get your hopes too high.
Yeah, right.
Pun intended.
Yeah, right.
Unintended. Call it your boy.
Phil's stock is skyrocketing. Phil's stock is skyrocketing as we look towards the next closest team to winning a championship in this city, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, we have a big show today. Tuesdays with Elliot is coming up at 3 o'clock. We love that. We're going to introduce a new, as Ike has said in one of our meetings, the non-Eagle season is the time when I really dig in. So we have a new show feature coming up that we'll introduce at 4:30. Top 5 at 5 come in, Jackie Baseball Report as well. But, you know, are you worried now? Are you worried now? Are you worried now, Eagles Nation? Are you worried now? You were sitting around on the parkway, still celebrating the Super Bowl with this haze over your eyes, looking through your midnight green glasses. And I ask you, are you a little concerned now? Because I came on yesterday and I said, hey, I'm a little worried here because they're losing Josh Sweat and they're losing Milton Williams and they're losing Darius Slay and they lost Isaiah Rogers. Or like, are you a little worried? And everybody's like, no. No, I'm not worried. We have Jomo, we have Jalix Hunt, we have Keely Ringo, everything's fine. We're not worried at all. Spike, you're freaking out over nothing, yada, yada, yada. And about, 2 hours ago, something like that, 3 hours ago, it was announced that the Philadelphia Eagles are trading CJGJ, who we all acknowledged as an important part of the defense. We all acknowledged brought toughness back to the defense. We all acknowledged was a leader, whether Darius Slay agreed or not. And we traded him for a backup guard to the Houston Texans. So 215-592.
Well, backup guard for now until Becton's not resigned.
Right. Well, we assume he'll back up Steen, right? Unless we trade him for a fifth round pick or something like that. So I ask you at 215-592-9494, are you concerned now? Are you concerned now? Because the signature part of this football team last year, I brought up yesterday, Ike, was the running game and the defense. We had a number one defense last year. And I count now 1, Milton Williams, 2, Josh Sweat, 3, Darius Slay, 4, CJGJ. 4 of the 11 most important players on defense are gone. And if Slay was going to be gone, then Isaiah Rogers would have been important too. Oh, yeah, by the way, we lost Oren Burks as well for $5 million or whatever. Who was a starting linebacker in the Super Bowl. I just are you concerned now, Ike? Because yesterday you weren't concerned at all. Are you concerned now?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a little more concerned today than I was yesterday.
Okay.
I am not pushing the panic button. Relax in there.
So are you really concerned, sort of concerned, or not concerned?
I'm sort of concerned.
Okay.
I am. I am. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act as if losing these players doesn't mean anything. This is significant. Now, it puts pressure on these younger players that are going to be here. Well, first of all, it puts pressure on Howie to be right about moving on from certain players. And it puts pressure on him as to how do he replace those players. Now, whether he does it through free agency, the draft, trades, or the guys that are already on a roster that he has brought here. Secondly, it puts players on the guys that are here that who are seemingly penciled in. The Keely Ringos, nephew, Jeremiah Jr., Jalix Hunt, Sidney Brown, who I like. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys are penciled in. I don't know if you could mark them down in ink as to they're going to be the starters. And maybe some of them are, but they still have to perform at a certain level if we're ultimately going to get back to where we all want to be, which is in the Super Bowl next year, defending this year's title. I'm not panicked just yet, but I'm also not going to sit here and tell you CJ, GJ, the loss of him does not matter. It does matter because not only was he productive on the field, he brought a certain attitude and personality and dog mentality to that defense that I thought was much needed. It was needed. We saw where his absence was missed and felt in 2023. And when he came back, they immediately play with a different sort of mentality on that side of the football. I get that. I don't think it's his production can't be replaced. His style of play, his impact, his infectious personality may be something that somebody else has to step up and fill that void. I look at all the players, and from just a production standpoint, I don't view any of the production that we're losing irreplaceable. I don't. The 8 sacks, Milton Williams, 5 sacks, 5.5 sacks, the tackles for losses, all of those things.
How many picks does CJ GJ have? 5, 6, something like that? I know he led the team.
3 maybe.
Well, he stole like 6 of them from Quinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, he had like 3 or 4 of them. And he's a good player, but I also will say this. There are times he hurt you in coverage as well. Right? There were times he hurt you in coverage out there in man-to-man coverage on tight ends or what have you, where he would give up touchdowns. We watched the team play this year. There were times also where tackles are being missed that could be made. Right? So it's not like his play can't be replaced. To me, I think it's more of the personality and the attitude that he brought to the table, the confidence, the swagger that he brought to the table, that's going to be hard to replace. It's a reason why the right mixture of players can lead you to a championship. And all those guys' personalities and how they fit together contributes to the overall product. That's where he's going to be mostly missed, in my opinion. CJ, GJ.
And the other thing that I think should raise your level of concern is if they were just waiting it out to sign somebody big, or the other thing that I think we should just all have on our radar is the salary cap is real. Mm-hmm. It's real. We've existed in this world where we think Howie, I know Elliot says that Howie can just do some magic or something, but it is becoming apparent that it's real, yeah. And it's real this year. Mm-hmm. And Joe Banner said it yesterday when he said that this their salary cap situation is more precarious this year than it's been in a long time, and they held on to the one guy that they really wanted.
Yep.
And that's Zach Bond. And the other thing that I'll bring up here, and we haven't even brought up his name, is like this makes the Mekhi Becton thing, based on who they traded for, not that guy will be the starter, but if that guy will be the depth and Steen will be the starter, it makes it look like they are preparing to lose Mekhi Becton as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anybody say, as long as we just keep Bond. It was Bond and Becton, and we assumed that, you know, that Josh Sweat and Milton Williams would go.
Raise my hand to that.
Right. Yeah. You were one of them.
Yeah. Becton, if they were to lose Becton, I think that's a real loss. I do. And I know you can't. I know it's difficult to pay every offensive lineman double-digit millions of dollars. I get that. But there was part of me hoping that somehow, you know, the market would sort of dictate that this could be a short-term deal for a reasonable price and he'd still be here. And he's not gone yet, but it certainly feels like he's not going to be here. So that certainly is a question mark, regardless of if it's this kid they just traded for out of Houston or if it's Tyler Steen. You know, there's question marks there with Steen. And you know why there are question marks there with Steen? They just traded for another offensive lineman.
Right.
So they're letting you know that it isn't a lock that Steen would be the starting guard there.
And Steen lost the battle last year, too.
Yeah, it's a Beckett.
For what it's worth.
Yeah,
he lost the battle last year.
So there's question marks there. I get that. I totally get that. And that's one of those situations where you're going to have to hope the sum of the parts are better than the individual players, meaning whomever steps in there at the right guard position. There are four Pro Bowl caliber players there, one Hall of Fame caliber player at right tackle, that they should be okay as a unit to get that one position through. That's why I'm not as concerned when it comes to the O lineman. The guard position is, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's the least important of the all five positions.
As long as the guys around the guard are good.
Yes, as long as the center is good and the two tackles are good, you can get by with a guard.
I think the
no offense to Landon Dickerson.
All right, 215-592-9494.
He's an all pro guard.
Are you starting to get concerned about where the Eagles are heading in free agency? And the
little bit.
And here's the last thing on this is, I think you can look at each one of these individual things like you just did with Becton and go like, yeah, we can be fine there. Mm-hmm. We can be fine there. It's in totality.
Well, the defense is harder to do than that O-line.
Yeah,
that's harder.
And I'm saying I could say, look, Milton Williams got paid a lot of money. Look, Josh Sweat got paid a lot of money. Look, Darius Slay is 34. Look, CJ, GJ, whatever. But it's in totality that all of it starts to sort of like weigh on you. And it's like, well, wait a minute. They're only 22 starters. And like, this is a very high percentage of those 22 starters.
Sure.
All right, we do have a next question today because we do want to have some fun while we're sounding the alarm. Sound the alarm. On this day in 1989, the great Cops made its debut. And this was Mark's favorite show, right? Didn't Mark love Cops?
DVR'd.
DVR'd Cops?
Oh, yeah. We watched, marathons of this. And I don't want to give another show away. So
okay.
It was
all right.
Cops, yeah.
So for next question today, we'll get your sports point, but we also want to know, what is your favorite reality show? Jack, you want to start us off? What's your number one reality show?
Well, given I still can't wrap my mind around John Cena turning heel, I'll say WWE.
It's not a reality
show. It's not a reality
it's
show.
Scripted.
What is wrong with you?
Same thing.
No, it's actually the opposite of what a reality show is. I appreciate you not giving one away.
Yeah.
But it's scripted.
Do you realize that? Exactly. Do you realize? Yes. Scripted is not reality TV.
He turned heel.
Right.
I don't know if you recognize that or not.
Mike, do you want to give us one? Because Jack just wanted to use the opportunity to take a shot at wrestling fans.
So instead of, there's so many reality TV shows that I love. I'm a reality TV guy. Going back in the days of the beginning of it.
Yep.
I remember the first reality TV show. But I'm more of the modern day age reality TV show as well. So can I give I'm gonna give a franchise.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's different cities, but it's the same franchise.
Okay.
I gotta go Love and Hip Hop.
I never watched that.
Oh, man, Love and Hip Hop. You got Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, New York, Miami. They used to have Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Love and Hip Hop, what happened?
So it's based around hip hop culture.
Okay.
Rap, R&B, all
and
that.
And they
type
follow
of thing.
Like 10 people around?
Yeah,
is that how it works?
There's a lot of relationship stuff going on, and not a lot of music getting made, but it's supposed to be music getting made.
Okay.
So, yeah, come on, man. Get in.
So I'm gonna go
with hip hop.
I'm gonna go with one of the OGs, but instead of giving the franchise, I'm gonna give the one season that I like the best.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm going to go real-world San Francisco. Now, real-world San Francisco is the one with Puck and had Pedro.
I don't.
And had, you don't remember, Pedro got mad because Puck ate his peanut butter with his fingers. He got mad.
Right.
Like, there are so many good fights in real-world San Francisco. I think San Francisco was the third year of
the
real world.
The original
New York.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the one.
That one was great.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
That was great as well. My favorite reality show season of all time, though. And if somebody else wants to pick a different real world, that's fine. Mine is Real World San Francisco. All right. 215-592-9494. Now that legal tampering has started and the Eagles have lost 20% of their starters and not really replaced any of them, are you starting to get a little concerned? I know nobody was concerned yesterday, but losing CJ DJ, it's got to hurt a little bit. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter is always Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What's up? Hey, man, I'm trying to get back in with the Delta.
Are you eating right now? Hold on.
First of all, don't come on the radio eating.
Yeah, come on.
I apologize. I came on a little bit too quick. I didn't hear Jack give his thing. So I had a little
ooh, boy.
You know, I try to get back in the delegation with his, you know, love and hip hop answer. I respect it, you know. Good job, Ike.
He's always pandering now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't win from losing. Now I'm pandering, so if I don't say anything, then the delegation is mad.
You're the Bryce Harper of the delegation.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, so CJ GJ, obviously that was a shockwave. That, like, I mean, everybody on the team, I mean, I don't know a guy that don't, like, or I should say a person that don't love CJ. But let me
talk
about the Mekhi Becton situation. So they saw that contract that the Vikings gave, what's his name, Will Fries, that 4 for $88 million, and how he was like, Mekhi ain't going to be able to do that, brother. I'm sorry. And then, you know, he had to pivot. But, you know, Ike last week was ready to battle me, you know, in a battle royal about Mekhi Becton.
Oh, but Mekhi Becton hasn't signed anywhere yet.
What I'm saying is the dude that just signed in Minnesota just signed a 4-year, $88 million deal, and Mekhi Becton had a way better season than he had last year. Now,
well, then why hasn't he signed?
Maybe I don't know. Well, I'm just talking about. I mean, you know, maybe because nobody want to sign him today.
That's,
you know,
okay. Like, so then the point is that he maybe have overvalued himself, and the price may not be as high as he thinks.
Corey, are you concerned or not?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Why would I be concerned in March? First of all, why would I be concerned with a guy who won me two championships? I've seen this dude do it. Like, I'm just going to sit back. When he told us this was going
to
happen.
And what has he done the year after he's gone to championships, Corey? What happened the year after they won the Super Bowl in 17?
The year after we went to the first championship, our quarterback broke his back. We had to put the backup in. And then we went to the championship, the divisional round, and Alshon dropped it. Okay.
They were 4-8.
Huh?
They were 4-8 until Foles came in there, man.
I don't care about that. What was the end result?
With the end result was a disappointing season. And what happened after they went to the Super Bowl in 22? There was a disappointing season the next year.
Hold on. They were 11-1, and the team fell apart. So let me ask you this. If a team is 11-1, and a team is in a divisional round,
I think they were 10-1.
And a guy dropped it,
yeah,
right? Is that on the general manager, or is that on the coach?
Look, it can't be the general manager when they win and not the general manager when they lose.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean it can't be the general manager? If I put the ingredients on the plate, and the guy cooking the meal don't make it good, that ain't my fault. That's not his fault.
Maybe the ingredients weren't as good as you thought they were. And by the way, Carson Wentz breaking his back, the team stunk before he started. The team actually ended up better after Carson Wentz left that year.
That's exactly what happened, and I told you, that's what happened. So now I'm looking at this year. This guy that we picked up was a pick just like Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton was the 11th pick in the draft. This dude was, what, the 14th pick? You put him in Stoutland, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what Stoutland can do with this guy. I'm not going to sit here and try to act like poo-poo the deal, because when we got Mekhi Becton, Mekhi Becton wasn't even supposed to be the starter. The only reason why he started was because Tyler Steen rolled his ankle and they missed 3 weeks. So all I'm saying is we'll see what we'll do. Now on the defense side of the ball, there's still guys out there. See, we're not used to this. Howie Roseman has been drafting well, so now we have to pay people that we draft. This hasn't been the case. Before, we always been a free agency team. We wasn't good in the draft, so a lot of our draft picks, we let leave. We don't ever sign them. Now we drafting well, so you got to sign these favorite people. This ain't something that we used to. You know what I'm saying? This is a different era for us. And I just got to say, we got to sit back. We don't play a game till September. I'm going to trust the guy now. When it gets to September, if we look bad, I'm going to criticize him. But how am I going to criticize him before the final result?
Because that's what we do. I mean, you would compliment him if he did a – did you compliment him when he signed Saquon Barkley, or did you say, hey, let's wait until September? Did you compliment him when
– No.
When he traded for A.J. Brown, did you compliment him then, or did you say, let's wait until we see A.J. Brown?
When we sign these guys, we know this. I'm always positive on the Eagles. Were you confident when they signed Saquon Barkley? Let me tell me what you was. Were you confident?
I said Saquon Barkley is a good player, and if he stays healthy, it'll be good.
You said they was going to be good. You said they were going to win 9 games.
I said they were going to win 10 games. And Corey, this is BS from you. Because, you're always positive, then you don't have real opinions. And then when they're bad, you're just going to blame somebody else. Do you have an opinion or do you not have an opinion? That's the question.
I'm not worried. I'm right way more than you. What are you talking about? Look at my record.
Your record, all you do is say they'll be good. What did you say they would do in 23? What did you say they would do in 23, Corey? What did you say they would do in 23? When they fell apart, what did you say they were going to do before the season?
Did they not be good?
They weren't good in 23, Corey. They collapsed.
A team that's 10-1 is not good.
Oh, boy, if you end the season after 11 games, they're good. What did you say?
So you just told me,
Corey,
that they weren't good.
Corey,
me that they weren't good in 2018 when they lost in the divisional round.
Corey, last question. What did you say the team was going to do before the 23 season? What was your record that time?
Title game.
Oh, and did they reach the title game, or did they get blown out in the wild card round?
They lost in the wild card round.
Okay, all right, so you were wrong. So your record's not pristine.
You're right, but see, this is the difference between me and you. I accept when I'm wrong. You never do that.
Yes, I do.
You were wrong last year, and you change your opinion every week.
No, because I have new information when watching it. Anyone can just go in and say everything's going to be good all the time. Congratulations, you get the crown. You're right, you're Mr. Positive. You get the Mr. Positive t-shirt. But I'm going to be honest and realistic while you're Mr. Positive. It's cool.
Like you on the Sixers. Yep. Somebody got.
I'm super positive on the Sixers.
How can you be positive right now? It's impossible. I mean, damn.
It has nothing. None of this has anything to do with the Sixers, Corey.
I'm just talking about you and you being positive.
I'm not positive now.
That's all I'm doing.
All right. What's your favorite reality TV show, Mr. Positive? Oh, you can't handle it.
Look, I can't handle it. What do you know? You mad?
No. What's your favorite reality TV show, Corey?
I could go for another 20 minutes, but I know you got the call.
Well, you changed the topic. You changed the topic on to the Sixers. So I'm just asking for your reality TV show.
You said I'm always positive, and I said
you said you're always positive. You said it.
I know. I said that, and I said just like you with the Sixers.
But that's not true.
Okay. I said I always got a positive outcome with the Eagles because 9 times out of 10, it's usually positive. Tell me the last – okay, they had a bad season because they went 11-6 and they lost in wild card round. I was wrong about that.
Okay. There you go.
But let's when's the last time the Eagles was just flat out terrible? The COVID year?
But what does that have to do with anything, Corey? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just letting you know 9 times out of 10, this dude get it right. He won two.
That's not true.
Name the last GM that's won two championships for the Eagles. Two. I mean, not the Eagles. Any sport in Philadelphia.
Okay, Corey. Okay. Hey. Do you want to go through all his draft picks and all his coach hires and see if they're all positive?
I'm not saying that, bro. Okay. Right. I literally just told you things change. You just said you got new information, change things. That's all I'm telling you. All I'm saying is, when it comes to September, if the team is bad, I'm criticizing. I'm not going to criticize him 2 days in a free agency.
Okay. All right. What is the most positive reality show?
The most positive?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by most positive. I'm sorry. You said, what's my favorite? I thought you, I said Kardashian.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say Kardashian.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, man. Hey, Kardashian's got some positive. You know, I don't watch the stuff, but y'all know what I mean.
Right.
I sound like Yoshi.
Yeah, you do sound like Yoshi.
You sound like Yoshi. All right, Corey.
All right, see. He came in hot today.
Well, he wasn't even committing to anything.
No.
He
just came in shooting at me. Yeah. He's shooting at you.
Yeah.
You
know. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, big day.
Big day.
Yeah. So it is. So today's the anniversary for the Eagles of two separate things. One, very, very positive, which we'll get to later in the show. One, not so positive, that happened 12 years ago. We will celebrate the anniversary of that not-so-positive thing that happened 12 years ago. Coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.